This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Today's last khatira is actually going to be divided into two separate parts. The first part is forced upon us by circumstance of what happened today. All of our hearts are in grief as to the absolutely amazing, unbelievable, the unbelievable incidents that are taking place in Medina right now. That unfortunately, so for some of you that haven't heard the news, apparently ISIS has actually launched a suicide mission outside of the Prophet's Masjid in Medina. And six people, as of yet, have been confirmed to be killed, and probably another four or five have been wounded. And it is truly unfathomable. Like, honestly, the mind finds difficulty trying to understand the mentality of this group. And some people have even begun to speculate conspiracy theories and whatnot. But brothers and sisters, the fact of the matter is, we have such lunatics, we have such crazy people. Wallahi, we do. We've had them from the beginning of time. Have we forgotten the Khawarij and what they did? Have we forgotten they were the ones who surrounded the house of Uthman in Medina and laid siege to his house for 40 days and eventually murdered him in his own house, stones throw away from the Prophet's Masjid? Have we forgotten they were the ones who massacred so many of the Sahaba and they thought that they're doing good, and they fought Ali ibn Abi Talib and they eventually assassinated Ali as he was praying Salat al-Fajr, leading the people in the Masjid? They assassinated Ali ibn Abi Talib. This type of fringe mentality, this type of fanaticism has been around from the beginning of time. And our Prophet ﷺ warned us about it. He told us there's always going to be that small splinter, fundamentalism that has gone berserk, gone wild. And the most dangerous fundamentalism is religious fundamentalism that goes unchallenged. Because the religious zealot, the religious fundamentalist doesn't care what the world thinks. He thinks he's doing righteousness. And this is the most scariest type of brainwashing that can be done. And the fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, is that this trend, unfortunately, there's no doubt that the political circumstances have exacerbated it, no question. But the reality is there is this strand of fanaticism in our ummah. And these Kharijites, these extreme zealots, have been there and they're going to be there. And they're... is no conspiracy when it comes to these 19-year-old kids. And they're all 18, 19-year-old. The boy that was caught was 18 years old. Can you imagine the 18-year-old young man, and he blows himself up in a... So the way the haram works, those of you that have been there, there are small, houses, or not houses, but security, if you like, areas. Where the security posts, exactly, where the police sit. So this 18-year-old kid pretended that he wanted to break his fast. Can you believe the evilness? He pretended he doesn't have iftar. So he said, "Can I have break iftar with you guys?" So, yani, jazakumullah khair, the police, what did they, you know, they're sharing their food. Said, "Fadl, come and join us." So he enters this security post, and then he blows himself up, killing all of the policemen there, and also two of the people that were outside. 18-year-old. How can this 18-year-old kid think he's doing something good? And I shouldn't say more sad, Medina is sad enough, but this is also in its own way sad. A few weeks ago, in the same land, two young men, both in their 19 and 21-year-old, they were actually apprehended. Astaghfirullah al-Harakhzurubla, they murdered their own parents because they thought that their parents are stopping them from doing jihad. Doing jihad, going and fighting in with these guys. Their parents kept on saying, "No, no, no." And they actually killed their own parents. And then they were caught by the security. It caused a national, obviously, scandal. The reality is that we do have this fringe. And no matter how minuscule or small it is, we do have to acknowledge that it does exist. And we keep on saying that this fringe, it thrives on so many things. Number one, on a misunderstanding of the legitimate jihad. Yes, jihad is positive. These people have perverted it. These people have twisted it. Number two, grievances. Grievances that are legitimate as well. Our hearts bleed because of what's happening in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Guantanamo, in Palestine. But these young men are overzealous. They're impatient. And because nothing is happening right now, They're happy that somebody is doing something. And I have to deal with this lot all the time on my Facebook and Twitter. SubhanAllah, many of you don't understand. This is a real living trend. Even in the posting today, can you believe there were people criticizing my criticism of the attacks of Medina? Can you believe? There were Muslims, I had to delete them from my Facebook post, criticizing that I'm criticizing what these people are doing. And they're calling me an American sellout because I'm defending the haram. Like they're so perverted in their understanding of the world that from their perspective, everybody's a sellout. Except for those five people that are on their perverted mentality. And we have to, wallahi, every one of us has to be clear and brave. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, none of us in this audience are sympathetic to that. But we have to always allow for these young men and women to come to us with their shubuhat, with their concerns. We can't send them underground. We can't tell them to be quiet, because what happens is, and I've experienced this myself in my da'wah career that I'm engaged with, if we do not engage with them ourselves, they will go find the radical voices. If we don't deal with them one-on-one, and we allow them to air their anger and grievances and let them spout what they're saying, then we sit them down and deal with them, then they're going to go find the actual fanatics. They're going to find the voices of real radicalism. So if any one of you knows any one of our youngsters that's speaking like this, please don't shut him up. Allow him to express himself, then bring him to reputable mashayikh. I'm here in your community. Or go to somebody else. It's very important. We don't want anybody to go down this path. And wallahi, it's unfathomable. But the fact of the matter is, from their perspective, they believe that they're somehow, and of course the target in their perverted minds is the kingdom and the political royal family. This is the goal, is that we want to destabilize. And so they believe, no matter who they kill, what they kill, whatever is happening, they're going to do this. And 40 years ago, as you know, one of the first radical groups of our generation, the Juhayman movement, actually stormed the Kaaba itself, even more bizarre. And this is in 1979, November, corresponding to the first of Muharram 1400. Those of you that are in your 50s, you would remember this from your younger days. 1979, this occurred. The precursors to Al-Qaeda, to ISIS, the first modern jihadist movement was the movement of Juhayman. And it actually stormed the Haram al-Makki in Mecca, 1979. And they held the Haram hostage. Can you believe? They put snipers around the gates of the Haram, and they killed the security forces in the Haram, and they held the Hujjaj and Mu'tamideen hostage. And what was their grievance? America. Yani, look at the perversion. Look at the fanaticism. They're angry at America. They're angry at foreign policy. They're angry at whatever, the family of Saudi, whatever their grievances. So how do they express it? By holding the Kaaba hostage and killing people in the shade of the Kaaba. And the Imam of the Haram and others were also held hostage. They managed to escape. Long story, I've spoken about it in more detail online. But the fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, this is a reality of our ummah. We do have such fanatics. And honestly, we need to stop this trend of conspiracy theories. No matter what we believe or don't believe, without a doubt, there are fanatics in our ummah, and they have been around, and they will continue to be around, and we need to be brave enough to acknowledge that and take on their challenges. I needed to get that off my shoulder, because honestly, it's a very tragic day when even the Haram gets attacked, and subhanAllah, this is following a whole spate of attacks, right? This whole month. And by the way, it is my prediction, and I hope I'm right in this, that ISIS is on its last legs. This is a tactic of desperation. Complete. They are completely cut off. So they're doing everything everywhere. In Istanbul, in Dhaka, Bangladesh, in Baghdad, in Jeddah, in Qati, just like anything that they can do. This is like the sign of a dying, if you like, organization. They have no strength left in them. So it's like clutching at drowning straws. Anything that will bring about some type of, if you like, now of course the goal is to bring about tension between people so that more people join their side. So Allah knows best. I'm predicting that inshallah this movement will wane off. However, until the political grievances are solved, there will always be fanaticism until peace comes in the region.